We're visiting with Osage City head football coach Andrew Gattenbein here on the Area Coach's Corner. And, Coach, a good win for you guys on Friday night, 46-13 over West Franklin. You won your second straight. You're now 6-1 on the season. What'd you like about that win over the Falcons from Friday night?
I thought we started the game pretty well. I don't know that we played a full four-quarter game. I don't think we came out quite as focused in the second half as we should have, and credit to them. They continued to fight and do some things and made some plays, but we jumped out nice. We're up 39-0, I think, with 7 minutes to go in the second quarter, and then at that point only scored one more time after that and gave up a couple scores. So need to work on putting a four-quarter game together, but we did get off to a nice start.
How big was that fast start for you guys, knowing it's the final regular season game at home and, still got a lot to play for?
Well, starts are usually important for us. We are a team that if we start well, typically we have some success, and if we don't, then it becomes a little bit tougher for us. I'm sure a lot of teams are that way, but, emotional night. Senior night, honoring our seniors, and I was glad to see us get off to a good start, because sometimes those emotions can be difficult to navigate through, but our guys did a good job of that.
Could you talk a little bit about your seniors to us, honoring them on Friday night?
Well, they're a class that's been very successful here. I believe, if my records are right, that the win on Friday ties them for the most wins in school history for a class. They've been part of a lot of winning teams, and they're doing a nice job this year of contributing in multiple ways and helping to lead the team, and need them to continue to do that for the remainder of our season duration.
We're visiting with Osage City head football coach Andrew Gattenbein here on the Area Coach's Corner. And, Coach, you got a big one coming up on Friday to conclude the regular season with Council Grove. And the Braves are 5-2, 2-1 the district. It's a big matchup, and you have to go there. And how do your guys have to remain locked in, because, you have a playoff spot already locked in, but now you want to try to get that district title? And I know Council Grove has been improved over the last couple of years under Coach Hayes.
Yeah, I don't think we'll have to work real hard to get our kids to be focused and excited for the opportunity to go there. Council Grove's a rival school for us in our league, and our kids know that they've got another good team this year. And like you said, also playing for a district championship obviously means something too. And a nice facility there in Council Grove to go play at. So lots of reasons for our guys to be excited about Friday, and I anticipate that we will be ready to go.
What do you feel like the biggest emphasis this week in practice will be for the Braves? And probably another fast start has to be pivotal in this one.
Well, yeah, like I said, we always want to try to get out to a fast start, but, putting together a full four-quarter game is going to be important. Defensively, they give you several different looks, and they're pretty aggressive, so we're going to have to really be awake up front and be able to deal with whatever they throw at us there. They like to bring a little bit of pressure and make some things up and, run some different alignments that you don't see week to week, so our guys will need to be ready for that. And offensively, they're a pretty balanced team that likes to run the ball, and they'll throw it around a little bit too. They do a nice job with play action, so they're a good quality team, and we're definitely going to have to be ready and going to have to play well to give ourselves a chance to be successful.
Well, Coach, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck on Friday night at Council Grove, and we'll talk to you again next Monday.
Okay, thanks for having me on.
That's Osage City head football coach Andrew Gattenbein joining us here on the Area Coach's Corner, brought to you by Osage City Parks and Recreation Department, providing and maintaining quality recreation programs such as youth tackle football, flag football, soccer, basketball, and more. Visit osagecity.com. Enteal Plumbing on Country 101.7 FM.